And this is All Things Considered from NHPR. I'm Emily Quirk. Democratic presidential candidates are talking a lot about traditional issues like healthcare and the economy on the campaign trail these days, but also things you don't normally hear, like putting more justices on the Supreme Court or changing the way presidential elections are decided. They're responding to a growing distrust in the basic mechanics of American democracy. But as NHPR's Brita Green reports, many New Hampshire voters are still trying to figure out how they feel about these ideas.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has been one of the most out front of the candidates on proposing some fundamental changes to the way American politics work. One key issue for her is moving to a national popular vote, ditching the Electoral College. She was at Littleton High School on Saturday, on stage in front of a couple hundred people.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This event was billed as a panel discussion on the opioid crisis, but afterward, she took questions from the audience on any subject they wanted.
Yes, sir. It looks like you got the last one. Make it a good one.
I hope I will. I want to thank you and applaud you for your position about the Electoral College.
Oh, you bet. Every vote should count.
Mm-hmm. And in keeping with
this
that,
man's clearly been thinking about elections and how to keep power in check. He says ditching the Electoral College, it's a good place to start. But has she considered a system based on citizen petitions and national referendums?
Interesting. Okay, you come to New Hampshire and you hear about democracy. I love this.
This idea about citizen petitions is nowhere near mainstream. But the sentiment that the current rules for how our democracy functions aren't working is something I've been hearing from many Democratic voters in New Hampshire lately. For some, the feeling started all the way back with the Bush v. Gore decision. For some, it was after the failed Merrick Garland nomination. Maybe it's the inability to get anything done on gun control, on containing health care costs. Or for some, it was Donald Trump's election itself. But when it comes down to concrete ideas for how to fix the system and how to end the partisan gridlock, Democratic voters aren't sure where to stand. Jimmy Darden and Brian Romeo, for example, came to see Warren Saturday from over the border in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. Romeo says this idea Warren's backing to ditch the Electoral College makes a lot of sense.
Definitely. I mean, I'm really happy that she has said that.
Darden, though, isn't so sure. He's worried a popular vote would actually work against them because they're from a state with a low population.
I am curious as to if it's going to possibly, like, weaken, like, the vote in a rural, like, small state. So I would like to know a little bit more about it.
But I think even still, though, I mean, that just shows that everyone's vote's not equal. And I kind of feel like it should be regardless of where you live.
These issues came up at another campaign event earlier this month for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He was speaking at a breakfast at St. Anselm College. He's also been outspoken about considering fundamental reforms to our democracy, including adding justices to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's something that hasn't been done for 150 years. And he got asked about it at the breakfast, about why these major changes are really necessary.
The Supreme Court, to me, it's not so much a question of have we figured out today in 2019 the exact right model? But I think the debate must begin.
Voters really shouldn't think about these changes as radical, he says. Our founders built into the system an ability to evolve.
In a country that changed its constitution so that you couldn't drink and then realized that was a bad idea and changed it back, we have the mechanisms to do this responsibly but boldly.
I met up this week with someone who's thought a lot about the Supreme Court and some of these other ideas, Grantham resident Maynard Goldman. He's worked in politics for years on both sides of the aisle.
I do think that people everywhere are tired of this divisiveness.
Goldman's retired now, but he teaches continuing education classes for Upper Valley residents through a program run by Dartmouth College. Actually, it just so happens the course he's offering right now.
Well, it's called What's Wrong with the Supreme Court? Plenty.
They had to move the class to a nearby venue in a hotel to accommodate the crowd, he says. There was just so much interest. When we met, he was sitting with a neighbor, Dave Wood. They've both been following the candidates coming through. Goldman told us he's not sure how concepts like adding justices to the Supreme Court are really landing with voters.
I think these ideas are further down the list than what seems to me to be kind of more important issues, you know, jobs and the economy, clearly, immigration, health care, probably. I don't think these other issues are diversions, but I don't think they're going to drive huge numbers of people to vote for a particular person.
His neighbor, Dave Wood, agrees.
On the other hand, it's not clear to me which is more important. if we can't deal with health care and climate change and so on and so forth, the big issues, because we're so partisan, then fixing the partisan divide is the primary objective so that we can deal with the things that really matter.
And that's a big question for Democrats in 2020. Will these big structural changes really work, not only to excite voters, but ultimately to bridge the political divide? For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.